It's not unusual in the exam paper to have some questions linked to map skills, and the best way to prepare for these and to practice your map skills is to use the Ordnance Survey website, which can be found at www.mapzone.ordnancesurvey.co.uk, and here you can practice grid references, scale and distances and directions. It's really important when you're giving distances to a question that you use the scale accurately, which is provided on the map, but most important is that you convert what you measure in centimetres on the map into usually kilometres or miles, and in your answer you remember to put your units down. Very often people lose out on very simple marks by forgetting to write kilometres. Having gone through the effort of measuring the distance and converting it into kilometres, they just write, for example, 6, and then forget to write the km next to it to secure their 2 marks. Another question which may come up would be, name one way in which height is shown on the map. Now, Ordnance Survey maps use different techniques to show height on the maps. This would be a one mark question, simple answer, and your possible answers could be contour lines or contours, spot heights, which are represented on maps by a little black dot with a number next to them, or triangulation pillars, also known as trig points, which are blue triangles with a little blue dot in the middle and a number written next to them.